with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, news to come in a moment. Our monthly update with the folks at Embrace, and Allie with Embrace is nice enough to join us to update us. Allie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it very much. Well, October is recognized as Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and with that comes an opportunity for people to get educated and be a part of things right here in our area, right, Allie?
Yes, that's correct. So we have a few different events going on that just kind of help recognize experiences of survivors, kind of strengthen and heal our communities from violence as well. So tomorrow we have our Purple Thursday event. So this is a historic event. It's a national day of action, encouraging people to wear purple to show solidarity, support survivors, and honor victims whose lives have been lost to domestic violence. We're also going to be hosting our 6th annual Survived and Incarcerated in Wisconsin letter writing event. This is going to be a virtual event on October 30th at 1 p.m. via Zoom. We have our link on our Facebook page, that's E-M-B-R-A-C-E. This is going to help express solidarity with incarcerated survivors who have been incarcerated in jail or prison for killing their harm-doers in self-defense. And along with this is going to be an understanding of self-defense in domestic violence cases and why there's no perfect victim. We also actually have some other events going on throughout Price County specifically. So we have our Brew Love, Not Hate campaign. So you can stop by Kayla's Kitchen and Cupboard in Park Falls and grab a coffee and show your support by using our custom coffee sleeves. And then we have our local libraries at the Phillips Public Library and Park Falls Library. We have a couple displays there that are going to highlight the topic of domestic violence, empowerment, and survival.
All right. All right. And I see tomorrow is Purple Thursday, right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. So show your purple tomorrow in support of survivors and those affected. So there's a lot of opportunities for people. Anytime you link coffee to something, Allie, you caught our attention there. So
yeah.
at Kayla's Kitchen and Cupboard. So go on down there and grab one of those custom coffee sleeves, and that's a very, very good way to support it. All right, so a lot going on, and I'm assuming we're getting into our area schools and doing some of that. You're staying busy, it sounds like, Allie.
Yes, we are. We are, for sure.
All right, very good. Where can people go? Direct them to where they can go for more information on that internet thing.
So you can contact us through phone or text at 1-800-924-0556. We have 24/7 advocates available. We also have our Facebook page at EMBRACE. You can find some postings about these different events and show your support if you want to post some pictures. We also have our Instagram page at EMBRACEWISC.
All right. Very good, Allie. Good information. Keep up the good work. Thanks for all you do for our community. Allie, we appreciate it, and we look forward to chatting with you again next month.
Thank you so much for having us.
You bet, Allie. Allie down at Embrace, embracewi.org. If you need more information about domestic violence, such like that, whatever it may be for you, for a friend, whatever, again, 800-924-0556, embracewi.org. Go on down to Kayla's and grab one of those custom coffee sleeves. That's a very easy way for you to support. And local grocery bags, too. You may see some flyers in there called, Did You Know That One in Every Six Domestic Violence Homicides Occur in Wisconsin? And the Dollar General folks here in Park Falls are helping to spread awareness on that also. And tomorrow is Purple Thursday. And if you need something purple, get a hold of me. I got some stuff. it might have a horn on it too, and it might say Farb on the back, but I got some purple, all right? If you need it, I'm there for you. I'm just trying to help you out here. Don't judge me. It's 9:05, hour two of Reality Radio. I see Big G is in the building. We may have a Lena certificate. I know we mentioned last week we had one, and then we never did give it away, but we may just do that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. So get that text to win thing ready to go. We'll probably do that. News right now here in the 98Q Reality Radio.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Happening now in Washington, Democrats are demanding Speaker Mike Johnson swear in the duly elected congresswoman from Arizona, who happens to be the critical vote needed to force a vote on releasing the Jeffrey Epstein files.
If I were a Republican, I would have already been sworn in,
says Congresswoman-elect Adelita Grijalva. The Senate will try for a ninth time today to approve government funding, a reporter calling it Groundhog Day. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
President Trump now says he will reveal a list Friday of, quote, Democrat programs that he will shut down permanently.
We're not closing up Republican programs because we think they work.
Today was the day tens of millions of retirees expected to hear the cost of living raise, but the Social Security data is on hold now. The UN Weather Agency says CO2 in our atmosphere hit a record last year. Growth rates are triple what they were since the 1960s. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Attention residents of Minocqua, are you elderly, disabled, or unable to install your own smoke detector? Well, the Minocqua Fire and Rescue Department has a program currently running to provide you a 10-year battery smoke detector provided by them and installed by them. If you meet certain criteria, you can sign up to have a smoke detector installed free of charge. This is a limited program, so check out what's needed to be eligible, and you can send them a private message with your name, address, and phone number. To be eligible, you must be a Minocqua resident, not commercial or business, elderly, disabled, or unable to install your own detector, and be aware that this is a battery-operated detector, not a replacement for an interconnected unit. All you have to do is send the Minocqua Fire and Rescue Department your information and they will contact you. You can find this post on their Facebook page under Minocqua Fire and Rescue Department. This is only for a limited time, so don't delay. The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce would like to remind local businesses about the business decorating contest. Whether it's spooky, scary, or cute, they would love to see your fall and Halloween decor. To enter the contest, you can submit one photo via email to chamber@parkfalls.com before 4 p.m. on October 17th. The Chamber will post a Facebook album with all participants, and the photo with the most likes by noon on Saturday, October 25th, will be the winner, receiving a plaque and bragging rights until next year. Once again, the deadline for the contest is 4 p.m. on October 17th, and to enter, simply submit one photo of your business's fall or Halloween decor via email to chamber@parkfalls.com. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Isabella Nieto has more.
Domestic and family violence claimed the lives of 109 individuals in 2024. That's according to a report released October 1st by End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Jane Graham Jennings is the executive director of the Women's Community, a Wausau-based organization that helps people affected by domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, and human trafficking. Jennings spoke with Chad Holmes this week on the WXCO Morning Show. She says it's hard to combat the rising number of deaths because of the complexity of domestic violence.
There still is a tendency for people to blame victims, and there's still not an incentive for people who cause harm to change.
She says there is a power dynamic in a household affected by domestic violence.
the people who choose harm manipulate and control everything. They manipulate the systems, they manipulate law enforcement, they manipulate judges, and they keep getting away with that.
Wisconsin has a mandatory arrest law for domestic violence cases, which means when a police officer is called to a scene of domestic violence, they are required to find out who the predominant aggressor is and arrest them. Jennings says that law hasn't curbed the problem.
People who use power and control manipulate the entire system and continue to be manipulative and continue to harm and hurt their family members, and they use the legal system to do that.
Jennings says for those who may be in a domestic violence situation, you are not alone, it's not your fault, and there is help for you.
We are here, we believe you, and we understand.
You can donate to the Women's Community at womenscommunity.org. All donations will be matched up to $10,000 through October. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Napa Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Napa Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Monaco Monaco Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MonacoCars.com.
The Crew loses game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score 7 runs in 2 games and what was the outcome in the first 2 games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of 7. Game 3 tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA. The Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, tomorrow the Merrowood Conference Cross Country is coming to the Shawamigan High School. All the Merrowood teams will be in town tomorrow. And the Greg Gunderson Show going to be out there live from the event tomorrow, running about 3:30 to 5. So tune in tomorrow afternoon, and we'll have coverage right here on 98Q for the first couple reports. But then as soon as 4:30 hits, we got to put the Brewer pregame on. So we'll be doing a couple of shots over on Tromix 103.1. So all that tomorrow as we support and salute our local cross-country athletes and the teams. Oh, my gosh. Some of the top-rated teams in the entire state will be there and out of the Merrowood, so that'll be fun tomorrow. And also, I just want to put a plug in a week ahead of time, a week from Saturday when the sectionals take place for cross-country in Phillips. We're going to also be there at that event, broadcasting live from that in Phillips. This coming Saturday, Big G will probably talk more about this when he stops in a little bit, but it's the big Fifield Fall Craft and Bake Fair this Saturday at the Fifield Fire Hall, so we'll talk more about that in a little bit. Do want to let you know about an event that happens every month that we haven't mentioned a lot here in the past year or two, but I just want to let you know that the last day of every month, the Spirit of Community and Friendship takes place as the Peaceful Gathering hosts a free community meal, 5:30 in the afternoon every month, the last day of the month. And this is at the hall at the lower level of the Peace Lutheran Church on 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. And everyone's welcome. It's just a chance to get together if you want to, whether you're looking for a hot meal, just a friendly face, or just simply a place to connect. This gathering is open to anyone and everyone with no reservations needed. Now, the menu features meals that are announced at the beginning of the gathering, as it is their goal that this would be about more than just the food. It is about a chance to come together to share stories and remind each other that that we're not alone. So the food is served family style and is lovingly prepared by local volunteers. There's gluten-free options that are also available. Families, seniors, students, and anyone that just wants a warm meal, doesn't want to cook that night or engage, just maybe you want to engage in some conversation, you're encouraged to attend. For more information, you can contact Derek via text, Derek Chambers. He's the one who kind of coordinates the whole thing at 715-301-6205, and that's at Peace Lutheran Church, the Peaceful Gathering. It has been a tradition there for many, many years, and it continues. Today, there's an event going on at the local YMCA I want to let you know about. Today, from 2 until 5, the Flambeau River YMCA is doing a no-cost laptop distribution event. Now, this opportunity is open to community members ages 13 and older who do not currently own a personal laptop computer or tablet and have not previously received a device through this program, and you meet the program's eligibility requirements. Registration is required there's a long website here. You can go to the Flambeau River YMCA Facebook page or call the Flambeau River YMCA if you have any questions about this event. But it's through the UnitedWayWI.org. I'll give you the address in case you got a really good memory. UnitedWayWI.org/events/FlambeauYMCA. That's not too bad, I guess. So UnitedWayWI.org/events/FlambeauYMCA. And that event is going on today. A really nice event.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies and cool today with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, a few showers possible after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 40s. On Thursday, showers likely, a rumble of thunder possible as well with highs in the lower 60s. Current temperature is 43.
It is, and we'll have more of Reality Radio. We're going to kick back, enjoy a little bit of country music, come back with Big G, talk a little Lena's. I think we got a $25 gift certificate we're going to give away from Lena's yet to come here on a cloudy Wednesday morning on Reality Radio, 98Q.
Don't need no five-star reservations. I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no Dom Perignon. But as far as I can see, I got everything I want. Same to me as long as I'm with you. Maybe a simple life, but that's okay, yeah. If you ask me, baby, I think I've got it made. Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet, forever in the eye, staring back.
All right, bye. clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead, trying to recover from another wild weekend, chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday, hitting it now. I gotta get myself through the week somehow. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's all over now, and it sure is Monday. Oh, I got to the job site at a 9:15. Somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime. And then I caught a little nap, stretched out in my truck bed. My feet still twitching to the music in my head. Well, it sure is Monday, ain't it the truth? I partied too hard and now I'm paying my dues. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
In the morning.
Feels like you're right there having a conversation with them in the morning.
98 Q Country.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April, and you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. Hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, I sleep. Show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Oh, and I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I. I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work. Oh, and I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Oh, and I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say a
Zach Top there at 98Q Country. A little music on Reality Radio. We'll talk a little Lena's. We got a $25 gift certificate we're going to give away from Lena's also in just a little bit. Brewers, of course, falling in their game last night. Our very own Mike Clemens, as always, he was there. Pat Murphy, your head coach of the Brewers, talked about the Dodgers. He says, hey, when you give up seven runs in two games, you expect to win one. Right, Murph?
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score seven runs in two games and what was the outcome in the first two games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure. You know, our pitching is beat up. You know that. I mean, it was an emotional series with the Cubs, and then our pitching's been – so we weren't as sharp, but I thought Freddie pitched well.
Yeah, you got to get more than five hits over a couple of games there for the Brewers offense. So Murphy went on to talk about why the crew – has only scored two runs, though. I mean, it hasn't happened.
Both those pitchers were as dominant as two pitchers have been. You know, we chased way more than we've chased all year. We've been the best in baseball at not chasing. These pitchers brought out the worst in us.
Yeah, they did. Chasing is the key, isn't it? In the play, and sometimes you get a little anxious in the playoffs, so... the Brewers will be back in action. Game three is tomorrow, and that'll be 5:08 first pitch. Christian Yelich now down 0-2 in the series and headed back to L.A. The obvious question, how do you start winning, Christian Yelich?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to play better.
yeah.
You know, it's not an ideal start to the series by any means. Like, it's not what you want to get off to, but just got to continue to battle and you know, find a way to get the offense going. You know, I got to be better. We got to be better. Just facts, you know. So fly out tonight, take the off day tomorrow, and be ready to battle in game three.
All right. They're not done yet. Still got a couple of games to play with. They're losing, well, one to play with as far as losses go. Freddie Peralta, the starting pitcher for the Brewers, was asked, do the Brewers have to focus more, maybe just more focused going into game three?
Yeah, we have to, 100%. It's not fun to be 0-2, you know, going to L.A. So we have to, I think we have to turn the page and focus and what we need to be better, the little things, and try to come back in Los Angeles.
For Freddy Peralta, he was a starter last night. He was pretty good in that game. Had little struggles early in that contest. The Bucks have not started their regular season, so we don't care much about that right now. The Packers, Matt LaFleur, talked a little bit yesterday about why the Green Bay defense has given up so many points late, especially in the fourth quarter.
We're just like, why is that happening? Are we running out of gas? Obviously, they got the ball to start the second half. They go on that 18-play drive or whatever it was. I mean, ate up 10 minutes off the clock or whatever it was. And I don't know, does that gas you out? Does that make you more tired? Do we need to roll more guys in the first half? The hard part of the first half was a bunch of three and outs, so guys feel fresh.
All right, so Matt LaFleur talking about the Packers going into their game this weekend as they will travel to take on Arizona. Packer football on Sunday. That's at 1 o'clock pregame at 3:25 kick here at 98Q Country. All right, stay tuned. Get that text to win thing ready to go because we have, I believe, a Lena's gift certificate. We're going to give you a chance to enter to win. And we'll talk a little bit about Lena's Reality Radio at 9:31. Sometimes reality is we just need to kick back and have a cup of Joe and play some music. Here's Josh Turner at 98Q Country.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand, I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand, I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. Never loved nobody the way that I love you. We're alone now, you don't know how long I've wanted to. Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand, I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
Joel Karnick in the morning.
They make me laugh every single morning.
98 Q Country.
It's gonna be funky.
How come all the pretty girls like you are taken, baby? I've been looking for someone like you to save me. Life's too easy to be so damn complicated. Take your time and I'll be waiting. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Think about you some days and the way I would lay wasting day after day with you. We always go our separate ways, but no one can love you, baby, the way I do. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough, find shelter in me. And if there's no one else to love, keep me in mind. If ever you wanted me, I'll be your man. I'd be a fool to let
you go where someone is. Whatever you want from me, I'll be your man. I'd give it all up just to have you for myself. Keep me in mind, somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind, and I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough once you hold on to me. When there's no one else to love, keep me in mind. I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
I'll be your man.
Keep me in mind.
I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
Come on, little mama.
KDAQ Country, Zach Brown Band, and Reality Radio at 9:38. We've got Big G, who has wandered, literally, he wandered into the studio. I grabbed him by the back of the collar and said, hey, get in here. Big G, how we doing?
Hey, good, Joel. How are you?
Good to see you, Big G. Good to see you.
I heard tomorrow now is, it's everybody's supposed to wear purple.
Purple tomorrow in honor of October, which is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Yes.
Right.
Purple tomorrow. If anybody needs any purple, I've got some in my closet.
Did you hear about the disclaimer?
What's that?
No Viking wear allowed.
No Viking wear allowed. Okay. Because purple is one of your, you're a huge Packer fan, but purple is still one of your favorite
purple
colors.
Purple is my favorite color.
Yeah, it is his favorite color. So there's a reason.
It is possible to wear purple without supporting the Vikings.
Well, for some people. There's a reason why I like you, Big G, and I figured it out.
So, yeah, I figured.
So tomorrow is the day, yeah, whether it's Viking stuff or not. Don't judge me. So I will have, I guarantee you, it'll be purple. All right, Lena. Lena's here, too, from Lena's Northern Pines. And how you doing, Lena?
Good morning, boys. How are we doing today?
Good.
Good. Some Packer fans, I understand, they actually break out in rashes when they have purple on.
I've heard it about Viking fans.
We break out in rashes for other reasons.
Well, yeah.
Too much information. TMI.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Lena's. It's a busy time of the year coming up here. It's your dinner destination, and we've got crab legs, and we got a buffet, and we've got all kinds of fun things happening. So let's talk about each day you're open there, Lena, if you could.
Well, today's Wednesday, folks. Buy a pizza, get one 50% off. Dine in or carry out. More than welcome for carryouts. We moved our pork schnitzel to Wednesday nights also, so you can enjoy that if you don't want some pizza tonight. And Thursday, we have crab legs now. Includes soup and salad bar. Friday is a fish fry. We brought back the fish buffet, Big G, second Friday of the month. We had that back on the ball field last Friday. Went
all
over
right.
Quite well. And then, of course, on Saturdays, we've got our smoked pork buffet and our prime rib, both including the soup and salad bar. Plus, we have other nice things on the menu. We brought back the fettuccine, the chicken fettuccines, and people who like their pasta. So we got a nice variety out there for everybody.
Yeah. Give us a little more detail on that Saturday buffet.
The smoked pork buffet, my chef does pork bellies, ribs. Sometimes he'll throw out some Cajun catfish on there, some other sides with beans and potatoes, and just those little delicacies to add variety to it.
All right.
Sounds excellent.
Yeah, check that out on Saturday night, the buffet, a Big G endorsed. All right.
You bet.
All right. Crab legs you mentioned on Thursday, just get that going. So if you love the seafood, there you go. There you go on Thursdays, and you'll deliver to the folks Friday, Saturday. If they're hanging around and they want some pizza or any food delivered, they can do that, right?
Anything off the menu on Friday and Saturday nights, folks, between 4 and 8 p.m. is when we'll deliver.
And then you open during the week at, is it 3?
3:30.
Yeah. Okay.
I got my fingers crossed for snowmobile season, because when that snow starts flying, we'll be open probably 7 days a week with the sleds buzzing around.
So. Yeah, looking forward to some good snow. And individuals or families who are thinking about holiday get-togethers over Christmas time, a wonderful facility out there that you're actually expanding, plenty of room to host the event, make it simple for the folks. They just come and you guys take care of them, right?
Yeah, we're excited about that addition. We've got two pool tables going in there and plenty of space where we can move them around if you want a nice large party. If you have 120 to 160 people, both avenues out there are available, the regular restaurant and then that lakeside bar is what we're calling her, Lena's Lakeside Bar.
All right. Very good. So plenty of room for folks out there again. And if you're maybe thinking about popping the question for a wedding next summer, this would be a good time to look into that. Everybody can stay right there, and you can do the whole thing. If you even want to do the ceremony right there, you could probably do that right on the lakefront, right?
Sure. We've had several wedding parties this summer, actually.
Yeah.
They didn't have their wedding on the property, but they stayed. They housed the families there. They had food and the bachelorette get-together meal.
Sure. Yeah. Big G, you look like the kind of guy who would go online. It's never good to start a segment. You look like the kind of guy. You look like the kind of guy who would go online and get your online pastoral degree. You could probably marry him out there, right?
I could do that.
Because you can go online and get that now.
Sure.
Talk about getting a marriage off on a good foot with Big G.
I actually got roped into doing some announcements there with Red and Lisa Higgins yesterday. At the Senior Expo down there in Phillips. So.
Yeah. So very good. All right. So Lena's Northern Pines right on Butternut Lake and Lena's Bar and Grill, of course, Highway 13. In Glidden, a little more of a just a hometown feel to that, right on Grand Street in Glidden. Come on in, grab a beer, grab a burger, just a wonderful atmosphere there, right?
Yep. And then for families and hunters coming through over Thanksgiving time, both businesses will be open serving Thanksgiving meals, and we'll talk more about that down the road.
Okay. All right. Very good.
And then cabins book at lenasnorthernpines.net.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
And, we've got, speaking of Lena's, the Fifield Lions Club, it's actually Mental Awareness Month and Appreciation of First Responders Month for October for our Lions Clubs. And we're going to be tonight at the Fifield Fire Hall thanking our first responders and friends of the Fifield and the Fifield Fire Department down there tonight. And we're going to have some Lena's pizzas down there.
Oh, nice.
And I want to thank Lena. She's donated a portion of those pizzas for the Fifield Lions Club.
Yeah, thank you, Lena.
As we support our first responders down in Fifield. So we'll be down there tonight for their meeting.
All right, very good.
Thank you, Lena.
Never underestimate the importance of those EMTs and the firefighters, because when you need them, they'll be there.
Yep,
definitely.
Exactly. And we'll talk with Big G a little later about another event coming up this Saturday in Fifield. So Lena's Northern Pines, folks, your dinner destination, great place to get a good meal, good family time out there, maybe a special anniversary, birthday, go on out there. You won't be disappointed. Good stuff. We have a gift certificate we're going to give away, right,
Big G? We do. We'll get $25 here from it's good at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
All right. Keyword.
And what's the keyword going to be? It's going to be
Buffet. Yes. Buffet. Six letters. Buffet. Get that to us sometime today on the free Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Text that to us sometime today. We'll announce the winner tomorrow morning. Saturday Night Buffet. Buffet. Jimmy Buffet.
Wonderful.
Just Buffet, not Jimmy. If I say anything else, we get really weird. So
now you might get
six
Jimmy
letters,
Buffett, you know,
six letters all together. Buffet.
Right.
All right, very good, Lena. Always good to see you.
Everybody have a great week.
All right.
Yep. You too.
Let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow.
Amen.
Right. All right.
The Thin Stuckle, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway always community-minded, and this month doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's covered. We're doing it for the next couple of weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's covered for the next couple of weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, new or pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
947, 13 before 10. We have a big event coming up at the Fifield Fire Hall this Saturday. Big G is involved a little bit with that too, aren't you, Big G?
We do, yeah. It's actually several groups involved. It's the Fifield Fall Fest going on at the fire station right there in Fifield, right on Highway 13. The First Congregational Church will be there with some bake sales. The Fifield Lions Club will be there doing raffle tickets and providing some delicious food and soups. There's a lasagna soup, and there's several other soups, grilled cheese sandwiches, so come on out, have lunch. It's the craft and bake fair, which will be going on right there at the fire hall. Soup and sandwich, of course, lunch. We just talked about that. Again, it's this Saturday, October 18th. Starts at 9 a.m. and goes to 4 p.m., and it's at the Fifield Fire Station. And the Fifield Lions, one of our big fundraisers, our Fifield Lions raffle will be going on. We'll be drawing for the winner of that at the close of the Fifield Fall Fest. And we've got a cash raffle, plus we've got a 500 Articat ZR500 pre-owned snowmobile. So if we're hoping, praying for snow,
yeah,
be somebody can have great to hit the trails with that. And again, the raffle drawing will be drawn at 4:30 this Saturday at the Fifield Fire Hall. All the proceeds will go to the Movage Fifield Playground Project, the Wisconsin Lions Camp for Kids, Catkins Animal Rescue, and then, of course, our high school scholarships that we give away every year to the graduating seniors.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, all right. Come on down Saturday.
At least just grab a bite to eat, buy a raffle ticket or two. Always good food down there. That's good.
Definitely,
food.
Yep. And raffle tickets are $10 each, or book of three for $20.
All right.
And you can pick those up either down there. If you want to pick them beforehand, we have them here at the radio station, and also at CNR Power Sports. So,
yeah. And those raffle tickets right now, they're a donation because I bought three, so I have the winner. So,
well, but
if you want to buy one and donate, that's fine. But I've got the winner. There's more than one prize, so
goes to a great cause.
You might win something else. All right, very good.
You bet.
Right. Anything
all right,
else, thanks, Big
Joel.
G? Yeah, Big G. Good to see you.
Yep, me too.
We're gonna turn it over to McKay in the midday coming up here in just a moment here. Greg Gunderson checking in from Wheelway. He'll be there a little bit after 10 here this morning.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
98Q Country.
Think Verizon, the best 5G network, is expensive? Think again. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to a Verizon store today, and we'll give you a better deal. Now, what to do with your unwanted bills? Maybe turn them into paper airplanes headed to see you never, AT&T and T-Mobile. Jokes aside, the best 5G network has you covered with the most ways to save on plans, streaming, and phone deals. So bring in your bill to your local Verizon store today, and we'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on RootMetric TrueScore report data to 1H2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid consumer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as a person with the deal. Additional terms apply.
Stuck in a job that just isn't getting it done? Maybe it's time to go for IT. Whether you're just starting out, switching careers, or a military veteran ready for change, My Computer Career can help you launch a rewarding career in IT in months. No prior experience needed. Why spend years getting a traditional degree when your future in IT can start right now? Take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu today. Your most powerful upgrade? Your career. Go for it. Go for IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on 98qcountry.com/contest-terms.
98Q Country.
When a single mom goes out on a date with somebody new, it always winds up feeling more like a job interview. My mama used to wonder if she'd ever meet someone who wouldn't find out about me and then turn around and run. Man, I called my dad when I was 5 years old. He took my mom out to a movie, and for once I got to go. A few months later, I remember lying there in bed. I overheard him pop the question, and I prayed that she'd say yes. And then all of a sudden, oh, it seemed so strange to me how we went from something's missing to a family. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me. I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. I met the girl that's now my wife about 3 years ago. We had the perfect marriage, but we wanted something more. Now here I stand surrounded by our family and friends, crowded round the nursery window as they bring the baby in. And now all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me how we've gone from something's missing to family. Looking through the glass, I think about the man that's standing next to me. And I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me is I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Because he didn't have to be. No, he didn't have to be.
The newest country always plays here.
Hey, what's up? It's Kelsea Ballerini.
Cowboys cry too.
Hey everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't wanna think.
Are you
kidding me? There ain't no better station than this.
98Q Country.
Dear Lord, can you help me? I've fallen out of grace. I'm crawling back to heaven from this hell on earth I made. My blood is getting heavy. There's metal in my veins. It's running like the river filled with all of my mistakes. On my knees I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming, wondering where and when I fell apart. Oh, I fell apart. I had enough of my demons. Angels only need you where you are, and I'm in the dark. At least for now, Lord, I ain't losing hope. There's some. Shackled in these chains, I'm haunted by the lies of every time I said I'd change. I'm slipping through the shadows, it's weighing on my soul. The lights are shining on me, but there ain't nobody home. On my knees I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. Of my demons, but angels only meet you where you are, and I'm in the dark. At least for now, Lord, I ain't losing hope that somehow you can make a heart of gold from this heart of stone. From this heart of stone.
Baby, I wouldn't mind knowing just how long gone are you gonna be? How am I supposed to make any plans when I still don't even understand if you're ever gonna come back home to me? Tell me,
steps fall.